Money. Some people say it's the root of all evil. Get on the stage. I just want to let everybody hear me sing. I don't want to be an open bed on the stage. Those people are freaking idiots. Money rules. We all know it. How's it going? Henson Jack here, your best friend. You know what sucks? Everything. All the time. There's wars, there's pores, and not enough fire in the galaxy to burn it all down. That's why I built my ultimate getaway, the Handsome Jackpot. You're welcome. Spend your money in the lap of luxury, your every whim catered to by our automated staff of robots. Full service. I'm looking at you, Robo Perverts. The Handsome Jackpot. Once you're here, you're never gonna wanna leave.
Jack's dead, but he left some things behind. I want that casino. Ready to bring down the house, sugar?
Welcome back to Ladies of Leet. This is episode 163, and this is a podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I'm Kim.
I'm Stephanie.
And this week we're going to talk about Outer Worlds, the Borderlands DLC, a game called Control, Death Stranding, and Beat Saber for the PSVR. Wow. I actually, a Stadia review too. Oh, yeah. Kim, yeah. Kim, you've been busy. So I literally in the last 40 minutes, I started up a game called Control. I saw this for, have you played this, Stephanie?
No, I have seen it on my radar.
You must play it.
Okay. All right.
So it intrigued me. It was in the sale for the holidays. I'm like, okay, that just is weird. And the first thing they tell you, the girl, the narrator says, okay, I'm just going to warn you, this is going to be weird. Boy, is she right. And the best way to describe it, it's like, yeah, Twin Peaks and Inception had a baby and this was Control. So it's just so wonderfully weird and you're not sure what's going on. You end up on the steps of this building in New York called the Federal Bureau of Control. And you're just slowly trying to figure out what's going on. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm just waiting.
I feel like I'm talking to myself.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's really weird and cool. And you got to kill, like, people that are possessed. And, like, the building changes. Kind of like Inception, how the reality is morphed. And it's all, like, supernatural and the... I'm loving it. In fact, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh crap, we got to record. I got so lost in the game that it's just.
So what are you playing it on? Are you playing on Steam?
I'm playing it on PS4.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if the sale's still going on. I do know that the PlayStation Plus sale is still, like, it's still 25% off. So that sale might still be going on. But, I didn't know anything about this game and I just kind of watched the trailer and I was like, whoa, this is weird.
Right. And
so you learn about, you play Jessie and she's talking to someone, like an entity that called her there. And there's a thing called the Hiss that has possessed pretty much everyone that wasn't protected by the Hiss. And it's, so this is an old building and they actually call it, what is it, the old house or something like that.
Right.
And the building changes and morphs and nobody, if you're not looking for this Bureau of Control, you'll never find it. So it's kind of like that, like hidden in plain view.
Right.
So it's just, I don't know. I'm really like, it just grabbed me. And I'm like, all I want to do is play this game. And
oh, that's cool.
And you collect stuff.
That's awesome.
So you collect things too. You know, we were saying last time how we love like the audio clips.
Yes.
Well, you get to collect video clips and it's live action actors like telling you like the objects of power. And so when you first walk in, there's like security and there's nobody there. And you're like, what is going on? But you're collecting these classified documents and it says, do not let, like rubber duckies in. I'm like, what? What? Why wouldn't they let rubber duckies in? I don't know. Or catch a bottle. I'm like, so you're slowly kind of unraveling this story as you kind of go through and fight the hiss and help some of the current employees at the bureau. And I love it. I'm not very far into it and I'm hooked. So,
all right,
I'm gonna buy have to it. Check that out.
I will definitely check that out.
And you'll probably be able to get it on sale because I think maybe $20, $30.
Right?
So
right, cool.
Highly, highly, highly recommend it. I'm really excited. And you don't have to collect ammunition. The gun that you get automatically recharges.
Oh, there you go.
That's always nice.
That's nice.
All right. So that. I avoided playing that game because I was really trying to get through Outer Worlds because I know you guys played it. We talked about it last time and I was like, I'm just going to get through this game.
Right.
And I like it. It's okay. But it didn't like, I feel like I'm kind of slogging through it.
Right. You're just pushing through to get through to the end. Right.
I can
see that because at the beginning
I see
the game,
that.
Exactly what I did. I mean, I got more, I think maybe I got used to it. So I was like, okay, now I want to finish it and I want to see how it ends. And I was, you know, you get used to the mechanics in it. So you're like, okay, I can do this. But I can definitely see people, you know, just being like, okay, I don't hate it, but do I really
I don't love it either. I saw, I can't remember who it was. Maybe The Verge said it was their game of the year. I'm like, really? Really?
We said it's a solid game, but it's not a masterpiece by any stretch of the imagination. No, it's not.
I mean, I guess I would say I do enjoy the interaction with the companions.
Mm. Those were some of my least favorite parts.
Really?
Yeah. I had no time for my companions, honestly, if I'm honest. The doctor, preacher.
He's such a jerk.
He was a massive jerk, and I never took him out. The doctor, she's only interesting when you take her to her home planet.
Yeah. What's her home planet?
It's the super rich one, Byzantium.
Oh, okay.
She's super rich. She's the spoiled rich girl who actually just wants to go out and cause mayhem.
She's kind of a spoiled bitch.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing with the companions is you can't change or modify their behavior in any way.
Right.
Like I thought, oh, if I'm nice to them, maybe they'll change their attitude a little. No. They absolutely stay 100% the way they started. And when you finish the game, they don't stay with you. Ha ha. Spoiler.
They're like, hey.
Yeah, they're like, just like, whatever, I'm out. So yeah, this is not like Mass Effect where they, you know, become integrated with you and your story is very personal. No, it is not. You help them and then that's kind of... Yeah, so the Outer Worlds companions are very standalone and they do not integrate into your story, nor do their stories change at all.
It's kind of stinky. It's very... I think maybe... That's one of the reasons why it's just the game feels very flat.
It does. Exactly. Mm. I think there could have been a lot more to it and it just never evolves into anything bigger. It just starts out exactly the same as it finishes. And you don't really even feel like you evolve as a person, you know, you're just getting out there. So
there were minor changes, you know, the choices that you make do reflect on like the signs that you see and the newspaper articles that come up, you know, like when
where's the newspaper? I haven't seen any newspapers
on the loading screens. They'll have like articles.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But and that's so minor that it really
it's very
doesn't
minor.
Even make a difference. To
absolutely.
The
yeah, absolutely. Very minor. Like the choices that you make in the very first, you know, do you save the city or do you save the outlying, enclave?
Camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you save them versus them? So when I saved the city, it said, oh, I was a hero. Ooh, I saved the city. And, you know, That was pretty much it. But so, yeah.
Oh, I'm so curious to know what you did, because Mark did something different than I did. So this is going to be spoiler for Outer Worlds.
For the very first quest. Yeah,
for the very first quest, you go to this town called Edgewater.
Yeah.
And your big quest is either to kill the deserters or basically kill the electricity in the deserter camp,
right,
and convince them to integrate back into the town.
Yes.
Or reroute the power from the town to the deserters and basically destroy the town.
Right.
So I'm curious what you guys did.
I saved the town, mm-hmm, but I also, thanks to my sparkling speaking skills, convinced the head of the town to leave on his own.
That's what I did.
And the fact that the doctor would come and she would be the head.
Yes.
But of course, it just became super creepy because of the technique that she used to grow food is through dead people.
Right.
But and I mean, yes, they have funny. A grave, but then of course you have Pavarti who's out there mourning her father who is buried there, and I'm sitting there thinking his body's going to be used
I'm
to grow
eat
food.
Your father.
Exactly.
No, I mean they're being used as mulch, not necessarily food. Yeah.
Right, so. Exactly. But it was just a thing that never came up. But that was the most peaceful thing. But then by doing that, I never got into that secret room. That guy's key opened. I never,
yeah.
I even tried to pickpocket him and it didn't work. So
I
never killed him.
So
to get it.
I had to play it twice, you know, because I lost one of my saves. And so I did it different the second time. The first time I did it exactly like you guys did.
Right.
The second time I told her that I was going to try to convince him to let her back in, or you
right.
know, make him leave and let her back in. Mm-hmm. It didn't work, but he, I think, I got into that room one of the times I played, because I like started it over too. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I don't think it was that big a deal. I was like, yeah, okay,
I was like, is there a special weapon? There was no special weapon. Literally.
But when I tried to convince her to say, "Hey, I'm going to go try to convince him to leave so you can come in," mm-hmm, she was like, "Nah, screw you."
Ah, yeah. She was like, very aggressive.
Yeah, she was very aggressive.
She was mad. She's like,
but yeah, nothing really changed. It, you know, I mean, it. I don't feel that there was a big difference,
like in consequence.
Yeah, whichever path you took,
right,
it kind of just went on. The town survived. The town went on.
Right. Your companion still stayed with you.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Like, she, you know, Pavarti, she chimed in a few times like, "Oh, I don't think you should do that. What are you going to do if I do? Like,
right?
Is there a consequence? Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
You're stuck with me."
Yeah, that's exactly. Even I tried on her quest to get the girl, you know,
yes,
to date with a girl. I tried, mm-hmm, different things on that one the second time and tried, mm-hmm, to make her like me and things like that instead of just being like, "Yeah, go for the girl."
Oh,
and
yeah,
it,
no.
And it didn't matter.
Nope, didn't matter.
Still,
you can never romance them yourself.
But
you can't
I
ever.
Mean, even yeah. it, you still ended up in the same place. So it
exactly.
did not matter what you really chose on those dialogue options.
Right, right.
So
which
it was
kind
of, again, it was flat. It, you know, it didn't really. I like the games that it makes a difference.
I have hope that they will release DLC or expansions or something like that to expand the world. Because, like we said, there are worlds that are still locked and you can't get to.
But even then, I just think it's going to be more the same.
Oh, I hope not. I hope
not.
Yeah.
So it was Eurogamer that made it their game of the year. Those Europeans.
I don't think it's game of the year, but it was a solid game. I enjoyed it. And that little jingle, "It's not the best choice.
It's Spencer's choice."
Yeah, that was in my head for a long time. It's in my head for a long time.
So when you go to the Groundbreaker, which is a ship kind of just floating, and it's really the only independent of the board place that you can go.
Yes.
There's a guy in there.
Who
is running the Spacer's Choice shop, and he has a big giant moon head on him.
Yes.
So I bought one of those moon heads.
I absolutely did.
And I put it on the vicar.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. That's perfect for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I kept on trying to, like, talk to the guy who runs the store.
Yes.
I'm like, come on, come on, you can tell me you're miserable. Come on. Come
right.
On. I just wanted him. He's and I would trip him up on occasion. But there, again, still no consequence to my dialogue with him. Like,
yeah.
I was hoping like a cool quest line would unlock with him.
Who knew? Yeah.
But no. It was just like, nope.
No.
He's there. And you even find like a terminal where he's left his login.
Yes. And I go back and I tell him,
this is it. This is how I'm going to like figure out something with him. And yeah, I don't know. I was just disappointing.
Like, have you guys got to the part with the doctor companion and you have to get the entire outfit to model for the fashion girl in the city?
I actually finished the game without completing that. So
that was very, very hard to do. I had to go online.
I haven't gotten there yet. And then I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. It's not a good quest. It is a terrible quest. It does not make sense. There's no clues on how to finish it.
No, exactly.
It was a horrible. Eh.
So I just finished it without it.
Yeah. If you're doing that one, Nicole, don't even bother.
Just
skip it.
I wonder if I'm even going to go back to Outer Worlds now that I'm playing Control. That game just, like, when a game hooks me in, like, the first 15 minutes,
awesome.
I need to finish this game and find out what in the world is going on. Like,
that's really cool.
That's interesting because I had the opposite where I actually refunded a game after playing it for 30 minutes. And I said, this is not the game that I want to be playing.
What game?
And it is highly rated, which is sad for me that I've had this reaction to it. It's called Disco Elysium.
And
So if you look it up on Steam, it was on sale over the holidays and it was highly rated, like, overwhelmingly positive. And the idea is that you are this detective and you're supposed to go and solve crimes or whatever. That sounds great. No, this is something completely different. So the game starts with you essentially pulling yourself back from a void of utter and complete despair, and I lack the words to describe exactly how much you hate yourself.
It kind of looks like an old Keanu Reeves.
It's so horrible. So you wake up in this dingy room and you put your clothes on, and I am not kidding you when I tell you I lost half of my health, which was exactly 2 points, by turning the light on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And I died by trying to run out of paying a bill, and I tripped and died. And I was like, you know what? I lost my last health point. And I was like, you know what? I don't think this is the game for me.
People like Games Radar making Disco Elysium, how they created the most original RPG of the decade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Exactly. That's why I thought, I'll definitely give this a try. Because you can either go with pre-built people, or you can build it yourself. You know, I want points in this, I want points in that, and yada, 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 where you'll be super athletic or you're very sensitive to people, whatever. But the game is so overwhelmingly depressing that I could not bring myself to play it because this guy hates himself. Everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And it's just like he wakes up and he goes, I'm a cop? Why am I a cop? Why did you make me a cop? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to know this?
High ratings too.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite review so far is it's a game.
It's a game. There you go.
It's a game.
So
I mean, even you've got 85% on users saying it's good. That's weird.
I know. So if you don't save
your
game,
it's more of a point and click. None of
it is absolutely. It is absolutely, which again is a sticking point for me. And I don't like. So you walk in, you'll kind of stroll into a room, and there's a whole bunch of things you can interact with, and then you go talk to them or look at them, and it was just super. They'll give you choices. Like I said, like I talked to the bartender, and the bartender's like, "Well, hey, are you going to cover your tab for the room that you destroyed?" And my option was, did I do that? Or, Sure, I'll pay you, or I think I'll run away from this tab. So I tried to run, and that's how I tripped and fell and killed myself. I was like, and then if you die, it is literally game over, and you start from the beginning, and I wanted to gouge my eyes out at that point. I was like, you know what? I'm done. So maybe I'll try this again, but it made me just want to just go to sleep and drink myself away because it was horrible. I felt horrible playing it.
Because it's funny because I see in the reviews, like, this is the funniest game, and I love this is the best RPG, and there's nothing like it, worth every penny.
Right, exactly. That's why
I wonder if I would like this game, because I love point and click games. I mean, those are my favorite.
I do like
and point you and click. Do not like them.
I do not like point and click.
Yeah, I wonder.
But
maybe I'll.
You know,
try it.
I also like a protagonist that I actually like, right. And this guy feels like he just wants to kill himself, and I feel like that's how I woke up. Like I woke up from trying to kill myself, and I've clawed myself back to consciousness. And I feel like maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have just stayed, because that is literally one of the options. That is one of the options where you say, "Oh, maybe I should wake up." No, maybe I should just stay asleep. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I should just do that.
Yeah.
Just stay asleep. So, wow, yeah, I refunded that game.
It's $40 too.
Yeah, it was on sale. I picked it up for like $27. So maybe if it goes on sale for cheaper, I'll try it again.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it until it goes on sale. But I'm like intrigued to try this game to see if I like it.
Right. Just save. Just save your game so you don't have to restart like I did. And it was just terrible.
That's awesome.
It's terrible. Don't turn on the light because it will destroy your health. What? Oh my good Lord. So, I didn't have enough dexterity to pull a tie off of the swinging fan that was in that room. Yeah. That was how bad I am, my character.
But that's what point and clicks do too. You know, I mean, you have really no control over what you do, and you have no control over anything. So it's really just let's just randomly start clicking stuff.
So did you know that there's, we were talking about Outer Worlds. I didn't realize it. There's also a game that came out in 2019 called Outer Wilds.
Yes.
Turn of events. I feel like we're going to name our game Outer Wilds. There's not already worlds. Another one.
Exactly. That one's famous for, that's another game that the Epic Game Store picked it up, and Steam has to wait a year to get it. So if you're trying to play it on the PC and you want to play it on Steam, you gotta wait. But yeah, it is supposed to be a mystery, kind of like a No Man's World, a No Man's Sky with a mystery.
Okay.
That sort of thing, space exploration. But yeah, Outer Worlds versus Outer Wilds.
The player character finds himself on a planet with only 22 minutes before the local sun goes supernova and kills them.
Tick tock.
Oh, I don't like this.
See, I don't like the countdown to nothing.
Right.
I'm sure there's probably more to it, but yeah.
But still, I hate those time crunches. Like the Zelda Majora's Mask, is that what it was? I hated that game because it was a countdown game, and then it would start you completely over, and that game drove me nuts.
I mean, this Outer Wilds game, it has a 4.9 out of 50 ratings. I mean, people are liking it, so maybe there's more to that 22 minutes than we realize. But yeah, there really are a lot of games out right now. You, Stephanie, have been playing Death Stranding.
Yes.
Which is another polarizing game.
Absolutely.
So many polarizing games out right now.
Yes. Yes, I'm playing all those. All the polarizing games.
My friend Katie, we were in GameStop together, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to get Death Stranding." And she goes, "Oh, I'm going to get it too." And she got ahead of me, and she got the last copy. So and I was like, that's fine. I'll get it eventually."
Right.
But she's been telling me all about it, and I'm like, "You're wearing a baby? What?"
Yeah.
It's such a weird, like, world game because it's futuristic. I'm assuming it's in the future that you're playing.
Right.
So how far are you into it?
I am I guess I'm technically still in the tutorial part because they're teaching me how to do things, how to build things like watchtowers and post boxes and bridges. Yeah, I am definitely on one side where this is not my game of the year. 100%. Yeah. This is not, because I, so many times during this game, I was sitting there doing the WTF, you know, like I'm squinting, yeah, tilting my head, like, yeah, what?
You got to recharge the what? Baby.
It's so weird. Like, here's what I have figured out. And this is probably wrong, but this is what I have figured out. At some point in the, because they talk about explosions. That's the, yeah, thing. They're like, in the past, there was an explosion and yada, yada, yada. So at some point, there was an explosion of something. And these things arrived.
The shadows, right?
They call them BTs. To this day, I still don't know what BT stands for. And by the way, the babies are called BBs.
Yeah.
BBs. For Bridge Baby. Bridge Baby.
And they're 23 weeks.
Yes. And they do not age while they're inside this artificial womb.
That's so weird.
It's so, so creepy weird. Because they harvest them from what they call still mothers. So mothers who are unconscious in a coma, they harvest the babies from them, put them in these things, and then when they are no longer functional, they are destroyed. Mm-hmm. 100% accurate. So here's the thing. What they establish early on is that when a person dies, their body essentially has a countdown until it goes critical and releases some kind of chemical. And this chemical will actually cause an explosion that will wipe out things around it. So just having a person die is a huge event, and they have to get it to this incinerator before it explodes and releases and draws all those BTs. And the BTs it so reminded me of the Doctor Who episode where these people were seeing dark shadows and they thought they were ghosts of their loved ones coming, but it's actually turned out to be an invasion. That's exactly what it reminds me of, is that Doctor Who episode. It was like a two-parter. But anyway, they're like these people that just kind of ghost people that hang in the sky and you can't get close to them or else they'll attack you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
we're back again.
Right. And we're back. So yeah, the whole idea is that something has fundamentally changed with people, obviously, yeah, if they can't die normally, and some kind of chemical / psychic energy is being either contained or released. I'm not quite sure what it is. But again, the whole premise is that civilization has broken down and there is no United States of America. Right. They now call it the United Cities of America. And they want you, Sam Porter, / real name Sam Strand, get it? Strand? To reconnect. I know. So much of this is so on the nose. I swear to God, I don't know if I'm actually playing a video game that's a video game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're playing me. I feel like that, like they're, like I'm doing some kind of Matrix simulation where they're actually making me go through this motion, because the main character is doing this to help someone he's related to. I don't know if it's his sister. I don't know if it's his wife. I don't know how they're related. I don't know anything about his past history, but she is somehow stuck in the beach where people go when they are repatriated and then come back. Yeah.
What does that mean?
When a BT gets you.
Yeah.
They'll either consume you, they pull you in like oily black hands, they pull you into the ground. But Sam is special in that he is a repatriate, that's what they call him, and that means that when the BTs get him, he can come back to life, quote unquote.
That seems such a cop out, doesn't it?
It is. Oh my god.
But Katie was telling me that she went from like East Coast to West Coast, and she's like trekking across
the United States. That's exactly what you're doing. Yeah.
And once you get there, they send you back. She's like, what?
Just got here. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So do you see the character a lot? Because, I mean, all I think of Daryl, I see Daryl.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see Daryl from The Walking Dead. Yeah. So you see him a lot. And as the name implied, Porter, that is exactly what he does. He schleps junk from station to station, and then when they get there, they reconnect onto this network, and that's the main goal. But they throw in a couple curveballs to make it even more frustrating. One is the terrain. There are no flat roads anywhere. Now, if I know anything, it's that given enough time and enough determination, man will make a road out of anywhere. We will flatten crap just to spite it. So the fact that they're sitting here bemoaning the fact that there are not flat roads makes me want to pull my hair out, because that's exactly the first thing we would do. We build roads. But the second thing is they have something called Timefall. And I'm doing air quotes. You can't see it. But again, Timefall is like acid rain that ages you.
Oh, weird.
Anything that it touches ages. So you would think you would go out in a full suit. Ha ha, no. He just has a hood, goggles, and that's it. And I'm like, what? Why would you not have a full helmet,
oh, God.
A full suit to protect yourself from this Timefall? So this Timefall acid rain type thing, that's what I think of it as, acid rain, will destroy the stuff that you're carrying. So, and there's no shelter. There's absolutely no shelter to be found whatsoever. So as you're schlepping your stuff around, walking, and I wish I could have recorded this, because literally all it is him that's it.
It sounds like a frustrating game.
It is super I don't even play with my headphones on. I swear to God, I do not play with my headphones on, because why do I want to listen to him walking and huffing for 20 minutes to get from point A to point B? So they do throw in a little, they throw in the BTs who show up. And when they're near, that's when the baby activates. The baby whirls up this little gyroscope and says, whoop, BTs are near. And then they also have rival guys called mules who want to steal your gear, the gotcha. Stuff that you're carrying. So you have to avoid them, and you have to avoid
steal
the BTs.
Your baby.
Leave my baby alone.
They don't want the baby. They just want your loot. They
just want the loot. Actual baby or just a tool?
It is super creepy, because its eyes are open. The eyes should not be open at age 23 weeks. But it is worse, because for some reason, whenever you connect to the baby, you get flashbacks to its actual father.
Oh, no.
And that's super creepy to me, because come on now.
Maybe I'll just play Control and finish out the world.
Yeah, play Control. So,
and
so, yeah, this really, I mean, and the weird, they throw in this 21st century like system, where when you deliver things, you get rewarded with likes. And if you drop a sign on
like
the way,
Instagram?
You get likes. Yes, and that's exactly what it is. So people drop, there's like dropped gear that you can pick up. But of course, that slows you down, because you can only carry so much. But if you pick it up and carry it to a destination or a mailbox, you get likes. And you can drop signs that say, keep going, or danger ahead, or whatever. And you get likes. And I don't understand this like system. But
who
apparently
is giving you the likes?
Other players and the people that lost the gear or are asking you to deliver things. That's who's so actual players.
Oh,
you will see their signs dropped, and they'll say, "Oh, this person got 300 likes." Blah 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 for this sign, whatever. Or you can leave a ladder for someone, or you can leave a rope for someone else to use. Of course, it will degrade over time and it won't last. But while it's there, you can give likes to people, which is you won't see other people. You don't play with other people, but you can see the residue that other people have been there. And it's kind of weird, because when you get to areas that aren't on the network yet, you don't see any of their signs. But as soon as you connect to the network, boom, all these signs appear from other players that have been past where you've been. And it's kind of weird, like, oh, geez, I just walked past that and I didn't even notice. I didn't notice all these things that were made by other people. So it's weird. I know, I get what they're trying to do because they hammer it home so hard. Reconnect to people, reconnect with people, reconnect with people. That's honestly, they might as well just be singing it in the background, but it's not.
But you don't feel people, so you're not really reconnecting with them. You're that doesn't even make sense.
No. And again, it just irritates me that you're going to tell me that we have this amazing communication network, but we haven't established the actual basic thing of transportation of physical goods with a road.
Right.
Like you're not going to flatten this area and make it a real road. That's what we do. Of course, do that.
Yeah, so, maybe I'll just skip that. I don't know.
Animal Crossing comes out. I'm just way more excited about that.
Yeah, now I'll just try and control now.
It's funny because that you mentioned that, Kim, because I found an article on The Verge about the 30 games we can't wait to play, and a few of them kind of popped out at me. I was like, ooh, right. I have to keep that on my radar.
Right, and exactly.
Animal Crossing was one of them. There's one called Boyfriend Dungeon.
Yes!
Oh my god.
As of course the Keanu Reeves Cyberpunk 2077 will be coming out.
Yep.
Was there anything that caught your eye?
That basement or boyfriend basement one.
That Boyfriend Dungeon.
Yeah. Immediately stood out. And of course, Animal Crossing was on top. I actually went on to GameStop the other day and I saw Animal Crossing in the Switch area and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm like, then I had to like stop and I'm like, wait, it's not coming out till like March. Why?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a damn pre-order. It like got me so excited and then I was like disappointed again. So
yeah.
Like, so there's also gonna be Pokemon Sleep coming out.
I saw that. What is that?
It's like it just says a game that revolves around that can't be right. How much sleep shut eye you get. I don't know. It says there's also a peripheral Pokemon Go Plus in the works that will act as a sleep tracking device for the mobile game. What? Like, what?
No.
How is that even going to work? I don't know. Who knows? And then I saw the screenshot for, there it is. Last of Us Part 2. Holy moly. That just looks like a movie.
God. Yeah. We're going to cry so hard at that stupid thing.
Not me. I'm fairly famous for not actually enjoying that game. So
I didn't like it either.
Me too. So I didn't get excited about it. Okay, whatever. I feel bad for not liking it because everyone loves it, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, did you hear the story? I'm like, no, I didn't. I cried over those brothers. Remember the two brothers?
Yeah.
I cried over them. That was sad.
So,
dang it.
I just quickly looked on PlayStation Store, and the sale is still going on. 35% off Control right now. It's $38.
There we go.
Get it.
Nice.
Get it. Like, we like that weird stuff, like BioShock weird. Mm-hmm. It's like weird. It's so weird. So wonderfully weird.
Nice.
And it's a shooter too, so
it's
a third person shooter, so
definitely.
All right, now Kim, you need to tell us about your Borderlands.
Oh yeah, you guys have been playing the Borderlands DLC, which I have not.
Yes, you need to.
I need to
100%.
Definitely play this. So okay,
but poor Kim had yet another disaster.
Okay, you guys remember when I lost my PS4, it completely died on me. I went and bought a new one. I thought I had saved my save up in the cloud, but I didn't.
Oh, so no.
I didn't have to play the entire thing through, but I played about to level 15, I guess. And then I went into the DLC and I played a little bit there and I decided, okay, I just need to finish it again. So I had to play it completely over again, which it didn't take me that long. I didn't do any side missions and stuff.
Yeah.
Through the game. But then I got into the DLC and this is so much fun.
And this is the Handsome Jack DLC.
Yes. Yep. Handsome Jackpot. Okay. Handsome Jackpot.
And so you're in kind of, there's parts of it, you're in a casino and parts of it, you're out in the world, but they've added so many elements that are very specific to this DLC. It is so much fun. The people are a lot of fun. They've got slot machines that they're mimics that you go and you hit a slot machine and it's actually a monster. It's, I got a gun that I saw these little coins popping out of it all over. And I'm like, what is that? And so I went and read the description, and they're little casino coins that are popping out that if you gather them, it gives you more damage at, you know, per each coin. And I was like, that's such a cool little element that they added that ties directly into the DLC. It's a casino type DLC. And it, you know, I mean, they're the pretty much the same monsters, pretty much the same enemies, but it's just really a lot of fun. I am having a blast playing it.
Yes. Huh, I agree.
Imagine that, playing games for fun. Right.
Yeah, it's really it's a joyful DLC, you know.
It is fun. So the premise is that Handsome Jack created this casino. It's floating out in space. And when he died, the casino went into lockdown.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole bunch of people that have been trapped in there, unable to leave. And then, of course, what happens is, you know, there's a power struggle, and then different people want to take control. So there's a guy called Pretty Boy who wants to take control, and you discover that Jack had people, that decoys that looked like him. And one of them is still alive.
I think you figured that out at the I remember picking up, I think, an audio tape. It was at the end of the Handsome Jack game.
Right.
The prequel.
Right, right.
And he was signing up to be his double.
And so his name is Timothy, and that's who you hook up with on the inside.
That's
funny. But you're sent there by Moxie, who wants to take over the casino. She's like, look, I want this. And it's so hilarious because she pretty much interacts with you via hologram. Timothy is completely besotted with Moxie. He's like, we went on a date once. It was the best day of my life. What was I going to say? Handsome Jack made a bar called Foxy's, and she gets so mad when she sees it. That obviously Foxy, she gets so mad at that. She's like,
I need to play that. Maybe after I get done with Control, I'll tap into the Borderlands again.
But definitely, I think it brought a level of fun that wasn't in Borderlands 3.
Yes.
Borderlands 3 was pretty serious. You know, it wasn't like a joyful game, but this is like, it brought back some of the fun.
Yeah. To Borderlands. This is a ton of fun. Like, I didn't feel anything was terribly serious. Mr. Torg gives you a side mission to destroy bottles of hot sauce that are too hot to be sold. So I that was like a little side mission. I found that very funny because you had to shoot the bottles. You didn't just pick them up. He's like, oh, thank you. You saved me from, lawsuits. The whole thing was, I found it to be very funny. And you get so much money playing this that every single upgrade you ever wanted, you will be able to afford. I maxed out every upgrade.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. At least 3 million gold I've gotten so far. Yeah. And I'm not quite done, but I'm almost to the end. But like 3 million, it's so much money everywhere.
Yeah.
And the guns are, it's just so much fun.
It's a fun one.
So
yes, we like the DLC.
So, Kim, you have a Stadia review. I didn't realize you had an Xbox.
You don't need an Xbox for a Stadia.
That's true.
All you need is – I didn't buy it. A friend of mine bought it.
Okay, because I was also thinking you also have really crappy internet. Yes.
That's no point number one.
No, he has, high-speed internet.
Okay.
And he also has an Android TV. But it comes with the Fire or the Android, whatever the plug-in thing is, and the controllers. Right. And he pays $10 a month for this. But it's kind of confusing on what you actually get for this media. So there's only, let me see here, 5 free games. There's Destiny 2, Farming Simulator 19, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Samurai Showdown, and Thumper. Those are the only free games you get with it.
It's kind of lame.
Everything else is either at a discounted price. Like, I think you could get Borderlands 3 for $39.
Okay.
You have to buy everything else at full price.
Can't you tie like your game accounts from like Xbox or PS4 to it? No, I'm assuming Google Stadia, is completely separate. Yeah, yeah. Well,
is it?
I think it's totally separate. I don't think it's
part. I would think even Steam you'd be able to tie to, but it's a Google being
thing.
I'm not buying games 4 or 5 times to play on every stinking console that I've got.
So it's Google. Pass. I had in my head it was Microsoft Stadia.
No, it's Google.
Which that is stinks. Funny because I just Googled it and it says Microsoft Stadia.
No.
What? Okay. What? That's weird. They got that wrong.
No, it's definitely Google.
So what's Microsoft's? Because it's PlayStation Now.
Hmm.
And then Microsoft has
Xbox
One Pass or something like that.
Yeah, Game Pass. They call it Game Pass.
Oh, yes. Is that what Xbox is? I'm thinking if you're going to go one of these ways, the PS Now is it? I think that's a much better deal. It's cheaper. So,
but do you have to have a PlayStation?
No, I don't.
Oh,
you don't.
Yeah, that's the pitch.
Or you can download them to your PS Pro. You can't do it to your PS4. It's got to be your PS Pro.
Right.
So,
but most people just use their PC.
Yeah, but you can do it on your PC. So it's like and that's only $4.99 a month, where Stadia is $9.99 a month.
Yeah, $10.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Stadia just does not seem like a good deal. The games are limited. And even the games that you can buy are limited, unlike the PlayStation, which has like over 800 games.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, I would be very wary. And if you go to the Stadia website, it's hard to find out information.
Like, not surprised.
What if you stop playing, you buy a game, and then you stop paying that pro thing, do you still have access to that game?
Yeah.
I don't know. The answer will be no.
The answer will be no.
You know, so it's just not. Maybe it will get better. Maybe it will evolve and mature. But right now, it just seems just lacking.
I'm trying to get back to buying disc versus downloading.
Yes.
Most of mine are done that way.
Honestly, I just want to be able to give it to a friend sell it back.
Right. There you go.
Get some money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like once I download it, it's just stuck on my computer.
I feel bad that Best Buy deal stopped, that they won't let more people join it, because I still get that. I still get that 20% off all video games.
That's awesome.
Like PS4, even the Switch games, which never go on sale.
Right.
That was why I got it for the Switch. But those were all physical games. So I like that.
Huh. So, Stephanie, you have a PSVR?
I do.
Yeah. And what's Beat Saber? Is that like a dance game or a drum game?
It is very close. It is very close. It is imagine lightsabers, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that game. Yes, that game. So lightsabers and boxes come towards you.
Yes, I've seen this.
Yes. So what happened was over Christmas, my family went to an escape room. Which was very cool. And they also had a VR experience. So we did both. We did the escape room and we did the VR experience. And now theirs was the Vive, which is a super, it was way more expensive. It's like $600 headset and their controllers. I was like, you know what? This Beat Saber game is so cool. I'm going to get it for the PS4. And that's what I did. I came back home and I installed it, and it is so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's like a dance game, but it's also, you know, coordination game, rather like Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you use the camera because they'll put like obstacles, like walls that you'll have to move out of the way or duck under, that sort of thing, just to keep you going. But that is a fun, fun game. Oh, I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I always see like viral videos of like,
yes.
Like, there was a girl and she was like, what in the world?
You feel so proud of yourself when you get a good combo going, and then you're, oh, dang it, I messed it up.
I need to get a VR. Those are so much fun. I need to get one.
Yes.
So which one of you is messing around with Apple Arcade?
I am.
Not me.
You are. So Mark also decided to try it out on our family plan,
mm-hmm.
because Mateo plays games
and we tried it out. And he's like, I don't think we're going to continue with this because the games that they're offering are just bleh.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's what I got it because there was one game on there I wanted to try. And I liked the game, but I wouldn't pay that much money for the game. And the rest of the games, I was like, eh. So I tried it for the free.
Yeah, the free. Days. That's what he did too. Yeah.
And then I canceled it because you can't, and also the service, you can't like search for games on it. And it's just, you kind of just wander through the app. And
yeah.
What's out there and you have no idea. And
he said the only game that was like worth anything was the something horn. What's that? I was gonna say Matterhorn, but it's not. It's like, it's the second one of them. I think we've talked about the game too. It's been a long, long time.
Wasn't it something like Lushhorn or something like that? Or
yeah, I can't remember.
I remember a horn.
As soon as one of us says, we're like, yeah, that's the game.
I was about to ask, like, what was the game that you thought would be fun to play?
Oh, well, Enchanted. It's a game called Enchanted. That was the one that I wanted to play. So, and I saw it on arcade. So that's why I got arcade. And it's a fun little game. It's a little puzzle game and it's very pretty. But there's nothing special about it. It's just a puzzle game.
Yeah, I was hoping to see it. But when you do search Apple Arcade, a lot of random games come up. It's not very good. Like you said, Kim, it's not very good at like letting you know what's included in it.
Yeah. Right.
You can get
right.
Cat Quest too. That would be fun.
Oh, there's arcade. There's the tab right there. Cat Quest too.
Yeah. But they've got a lot of games, but nothing.
Oh, Rayman Mini. Oh, that's a new one.
Oh yeah, that's in there. Yeah. But still, there's only, gosh, maybe 20 games at the most. Oh, that's Top Arcade. There's more than that.
Yeah, puzzle games.
And I'm sure if I took the time to go through it and stuff, but it's like a lot. It's hard to navigate through it to find what you want. So, yeah.
Well, and then you're like, am I going to play it?
Do I really want to pay to do this? It's like $4.99 a month, isn't it?
I was about to ask, what is the monthly?
I think it's $4.99.
Ah.
Well, Oceanhorn too.
We did play that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did play that.
Yeah. I remember that game.
Oceanhorn. I was like, Matterhorn. I know it has horn in it somewhere.
Something horn. Something horn.
There's a Hogwarts game. Oh, how cute. You like gotta chase the pig and catch it and give it a bath. Oh my god, that is the cutest thing ever. Oh, I'm gonna have to get that one just to try it.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
So for January, if you have PlayStation Plus, go in and grab the Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection 1-3 and Goat Simulator, which Kim doesn't need because she lives. What, don't you have goats now?
Not yet. What? I'm waiting. Okay. I'm waiting for my babies to come.
Nice.
So you don't need. Well, I guess you could do Goat Simulator to practice.
Yeah, right.
I would hope I would never abuse my goats. Yeah, like you do in Goat Simulator.
Woo! Bunch of fly through the air.
Yeah, Goat Simulator is a fun game to play. I mean, it's just stupid. There's not really a game there. It's just,
oh my lord, no.
But it's fun. I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah. I feel like this is for the people that just got a PS4 for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So PlayStation is saying, okay, look here, have the first three Uncharted games.
Oh yeah.
And then Goat Simulator. Yeah. And then we'll get back to, I hope, newer games for this.
I always just throw them in my collection just because. You have them,
yeah. I mean, I already own all those. I already own all three of those, so I don't need the collection.
I got rid of them.
I don't own it on PS on the PlayStation. I own it on the PC. I don't think I've ever played Goat Simulator on the PlayStation.
Oh no, I meant the Uncharted games.
The Uncharted games.
Yeah. So I got a little news on my PC.
Oh,
I decommissioned it.
No,
I haven't played it. I don't play it anymore. Yeah. It's down in the basement. If I'm down in the basement, I'm usually, quilting, and I needed the space, and I honestly haven't fired it up in well over a year. So I just kind of stored it away. Who knows? I mean, maybe I'll get back to a PC, but right now is not that time. So
yeah, right. Well, and I mean, I think there's the games on the PlayStation. And I really like console playing. It's nice and fun and easy. And
yeah.
So yeah.
I think it's funny that, so Red Dead Redemption 2 just came out for the PC, right? So they just released. And now I'm seeing videos of everyone modding it, mm-hmm. which is exactly what happens. So now you have videos of people in Old West, you know, Red Dead times, shooting actual horses out of guns. Like you do, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
of course. Actual horses.
Of course.
Maybe of course. I'll look into a gaming laptop.
There you go.
I mean, you know, that might be, that might work.
Yeah, I mean, you can just be upstairs sitting on the couch. Yeah. Kids are playing.
Yes.
That's the key for me right now. I can't devote hours sitting at a computer, but I can, you know, be around the house. I need to be mobile.
Right. Right.
That got me thinking. Okay.
There you go.
Doghouse does gaming laptops,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, sure. They do. They have good ones.
All right. I'll have to. Maybe I'll look into it.
If you mention my name, they might give you a deal.
Ooh, nice.
I know Kim.
I think they might give you a deal even without my name.
That might be cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we did a show.
Yay!
I'm going to keep on playing Control. I bet you I'll be done with it by the time we talk next.
Oh, sure. Do we know how long it is?
I don't.
Is it terribly long?
But I want to play a lot of it. So I might be giving up sleep. When I get the kids down, I have like maybe an hour or two before I start getting tired. If I'm playing Outer Worlds, it's an hour.
Right.
I get so tired when I play Outer Worlds. I'm like, this is so not boring. This is boring.
But well, yeah, it's not action packed.
No,
sure.
Right. So yeah. Well, and because I chose the dialogue, you know, I go path of least resistance. I'm like,
right.
I'm not going to shoot everything up.
Oh yeah, it's more fun.
Just give me a ring and I'll tell them you're dead. It's fine.
Did you so if you went into that factory where they gave you a mission that said, I want to take over this factory.
Yes, I did that.
That's the one that I talked about, that there had to be at least five or six different ways to do it.
Yeah.
I was curious to see which way you
did. Oh, I convinced the people that were trying to board it. I said, oh, right. I've already taken care of it. Go on. Get out of here.
Oh,
And they left, and that was that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I went up to the control office, mm-hmm. and there was a microphone, and I made an announcement saying that the guy who runs the factory wanted to invite them over for, and I'm going to say this in air quotes again, dinner. and they all beat it. They all left. They're like, oh my God, I'm not going over there. And they all ran out because that guy was a cannibal.
Oh,
and they all knew it.
Oh, wait a minute. So, maybe are you talking about the space station that they wanted you to?
No.
Oh,
the factory with the pigs.
Oh, so I didn't. With that one, I just shot everybody.
Okay, that was one. That's one method.
And then I overfed the pigs or something.
That was another method, overfeeding pigs. But yeah, now if you went up to the office, okay. You could get everyone to leave. And then, because they didn't want to have dinner with the cannibal.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about the space station.
Yeah, No.
Okay.
And the space station, all you had to do was take Felix, because Felix was friends with them.
Yeah, I did take Felix.
And he was all, we're friends, blah, blah, blah. So, easy peasy.
All right.
Kim, what did you do in that factory with the pigs?
I don't even remember. I mean, I don't remember much of it. There's a couple of things I remember, but I guess it was just, you know, normal stuff I did. So I don't really remember, you know?
I liked that whole mechanic of where if you had the ID, then you could disguise yourself as that person. I like that, but you didn't get enough play time with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't get enough to use it.
Yeah, you only did it like twice, right?
I know. I was like, I wanted to do it more, but I didn't get the chance.
All right. Well, we'll talk about a whole bunch more games. Maybe I'll I probably won't talk about Outer Worlds anymore. I'll finish it and that'll be done. And I did the game.
Watch, you guys will play Disco Elysium and love it. And
I'll be like, you know what? Oh, I'm still going to play that.
I'm going to, yeah. We can get it on PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to, sure.
It might be on that sale. There's a lot of games on sale right now.
I'll look for that. I know. Yeah.
And I am going to pick up Outer Wilds. Because I just want to see what that one's like. All right. Well, thanks everybody for hanging out. I'm going to leave you with a clip from the DLC from Borderlands.
Yes.
Yay. 20 gaming.
2020.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yay. Happy New Year.
Now, the trash chute opens once a day when the maintenance bots make their rounds. You're going to have to squeeze through that before it closes up. And that thing is tighter than Trent. Boy Kegels, baby! Way to keep it tight, buddy.
Jack's idea of a good customer was one that couldn't leave.
Was Jack really that big of a dick?
At least those have redeeming qualities.